In 2017, Dr. Halsey released model findings that contradicted a National Institute of Standards and Technology analysis, which blamed the 47-story high-rise's freefall collapse on a mid-building fire.
We simulated everything that they were doing and tried to get the same results and couldn't. But we knew why, you know, because they didn't consider everything that was there.
Over the last 2 years, Halsey and his partners advanced the project by using modeling to demonstrate the precise succession of structural component failures required to cause WTC-7 to collapse straight down into its own footprint in just a few seconds.
Each condition within each floor and see, you know, take this out and see if it's going, what it's going to do. So we did all that.
Halsey won't say what he suspects caused the structural failures which brought down the evacuated WTC-7 building late in the day on 9/11, but others call it a textbook example of controlled demolition using explosives. Halsey freely admits it begs the question.
All the inner columns coming out accidentally did not happen.
Halsey regrets that they were not able to examine structural debris from the WTC-7 building. He and his collaborators have released a final draft version of their collapse simulation report, and he says they're looking forward to feedback.
Certainly there's a lot of people with that worked in the for the fire department and some of the other agencies and some of the other engineers out there that probably has knowledge I sure would like to know about. And I hope it does come forward. We all could win from that.
Professor Halsey says comments, including from external scientific reviewers, will be incorporated in a final report to be issued around year's end. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.